And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, my head. Where am I? Oh, my leg.
Yep, your leg is broke.
Who are you?
My name is Lester. What's your name?
John. John Whittaker. Whit.
Got a lot of names.
How did I break my leg? What is this place?
Lester's place.
Well, can you help me, Lester? I need your help to get out of here.
You've been out for a long time.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I have. Probably has something to do with this this knot on my head. Are you going to help me?
I have some things to do.
I'm hurt. If you would just... If you're not going to help, then I'll just find somebody else. My cell phone's gone. Lester, what's going on here?
That's a 31899.
What does that mean?
I can't tell you.
All right. If I have to pull myself out of here with a broken leg, then so be it.
No, you can't leave.
Are you going to stop me?
No.
Okay, then. Wait. Where's the door in this place? There's no door. No windows. Where am I?
You're with Lester.
Lester, I must get to a doctor or a hospital.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Lester will take care of you now.
Hi, this is Connie. Connie Kendall, I mean. And I'd like you to join us for a time of wonder and excitement and all kinds of other fun stuff. Are you ready? Well, let's go for another adventure in Odyssey.
Jason, I've closed up downstairs. Are you going to be a while?
Yeah, just a couple of minutes.
All right, then.
Hey, Connie?
Yeah?
Did Dad stop by or call or...
No, why?
Nothing. It's just that he said he was going to stop by on his way home tonight, and he didn't. I guess he probably got busy and forgot.
Did you call him on his cell?
Yeah, tried that. No answer.
Oh.
Well, it's no big deal.
Did you check the answering machine? You know, we were busy this afternoon. I might have missed his call.
Hey, good idea. I'll check it. Thanks.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, bye. Okay. Let's see.
Jason, I'm not going to make it by tonight. I had a little trouble with... wait a second. Hey, what are you doing? Stop! Jason, I'll get back to you. Hey, you can't...
I wonder what that was all about.
Tamika, did you find the picnic basket?
It's on the table, Mom.
Oh, thank you.
Marvin, where are the pickles?
I don't know. Probably packed up in a box somewhere.
What?
They aren't in the fridge. It doesn't look like they survived the move.
Hey, maybe Xavier took the jar with him. You know how he likes pickles.
I don't think pickles would fit well in a suitcase, and I don't think his mom would appreciate washing pickle juice out of his clothes.
Is he in Chicago yet?
No, hon. Buses don't go that fast. It'll take a couple of days. He should be there tonight, though.
I hope he's all right.
Well, come on, everybody. Let's get going. It's a beautiful day out there.
Ed, I appreciate your spontaneity on this, but...
Elaine, we've been unpacking boxes for days. We need a little break from all this moving business. I found this quiet little park right around the corner, perfect for a picnic. I scoped out a place right by the water that would be just right for...
Oh, that reminds me. We're probably going to have to call a plumber.
What now?
Well, the water from the kitchen has a funny taste to it, and I think we've got a leak in the downstairs shower.
All right. Oh, a plumber guy stopped by yesterday and left his number.
Good timing.
Here, Mac the plumber. He's done work for the Strasburgs, and they tell me he's good.
And cheap, I hope. Oh, let me show you the shower.
Okay.
Oh, Marvin, get the other cooler out of the garage, please.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Marvin, where is it?
Where's what?
Don't act all innocent.
What are you talking about?
The cheese doodles are missing. Again.
I didn't take them.
Well, I haven't eaten any. Mom hates them. Dad's on a diet. That leaves you, Mr. Cheese Doodle Breath.
I don't have Cheese Doodle Breath.
And where's my favorite Pookie Poodle blanket?
You mean my blanket. It was mine when I was little.
Which gives you a motive. It was on my bed when we went out to eat last night. And then, poof, it's gone. It had to be you. You're the Cheese Doodle and Pookie Poodle Bandit.
No, I'm not. I'm getting the cooler.
Fine.
Tamika, come here.
What? What's going on?
Shh. Listen. What is that?
I think it's coming from behind the couch.
Here, you grab that in.
It stopped.
Weird.
I think you're up to something.
I'm not up to anything.
Somebody's at the door.
I'll get it.
I'll get it.
I'll get it. Thank you. David, how are you?
Doing just fine. How about you, Ed?
Great. Come on in.
Thanks. This won't take long.
Marvin and Tamika, this is David Dockhart. He's a lawyer for the McAllister estate. He helped with all the negotiating for the house.
Hi, Mr. Dockhart.
Nice to meet you.
Likewise. I just wanted to welcome you all to the neighborhood.
I appreciate that.
And remember, our house is only a block away, so if you ever need anything, just let us know.
Great.
Oh, and I ran across an extra house key I thought you might be able to use.
Oh, that was thoughtful. Oh, almost forgot. Looks like we've got a plumbing problem in the downstairs bathroom.
Ooh, sorry to hear that.
Is there some kind of warranty on things like this?
I'll be sure to check. And maybe you could do me a favor as well.
Sure.
I've got an awkward situation here. A few things are missing, and they may be in the house.
What things?
Well, not much. There may be documents, maybe some other things.
What other things?
Nothing specific.
How are we going to look for it if we don't know what it is?
Okay. There could be some money.
Cool!
Shh! Listen!
It's all just a rumor. Conjecture at this point.
What are you getting at?
It could be nothing, but some records I've run across indicate Ernie McAllister, the man who lived here before his passing, was actually rather wealthy.
You know, I heard the family made their money bootlegging in the 30s. Is that true?
You know how rumors are. But apparently, Mr. McAllister was a shrewd investor, and he turned the family nest egg into a fortune.
If Mr. McAllister was so wealthy, why didn't he fix the plumbing?
From what his family says, he was a very stingy man. Kept to himself, kept his money to himself. He didn't trust banks, which means...
You think he stashed the money here in the house someplace?
I know, it sounds silly, but if you find anything, it would probably be good to let me know.
Don't worry. If we find a wad of cash, we'll call.
Thank you.
Excuse me. I'm waiting for a call from the plumber.
I've got to go myself. Please contact me if you run across anything unusual, will you?
Sure.
Goodbye, kids.
Bye, Mr. Dockhart.
See you later.
Wow, our house could be loaded with cash.
Sergeant Phelps? Yeah, hi, Jason Whitaker. Look, my dad didn't come home last night, and I was just wondering if... Yeah, I just went over that with Officer Burke. Well, I've checked with friends and family, the hospital, and I'm just getting really worried that... Right, I know about the 24-hour deal, but do you really have to wait 9 more hours before you can even start looking for him? Yeah, I'm sure you are. Thank you. All right. I'll find him myself.
Can anyone hear me? I need help. Help!
No good.
No good?
Well, you can yell, but no one can hear you.
There's no one around?
No one can hear you.
You mean this room is soundproof?
Well, that's what Mr. Al told me.
Who's Mr. Al?
It's a 318.99.
What? I can't tell you. Lester, I'm getting weaker. You've got to get me to a doctor.
I'm sorry.
Oh, boy.
That doesn't sound good, Mac.
Yep. I think we've got a major plumbing overhaul here. But I won't know for sure until I do some more investigating. You know, it could be from a shower above. Might be a drain line or a water line. It's going to take a few hours to know for sure.
Dad!
Hmm?
Mom says we're almost ready for the picnic.
I'm sorry, Tamika.
It's going to take Mac a few hours and...
Dad, I really wanted to go.
Hey, listen, why don't you folks go on to your picnic and I'll see what I can find. I'll call you as soon as I get a handle on what's happening.
Really? Would you mind?
No, not at all.
Yay! I'll start packing the car.
Thanks, Mac. I owe you one.
No problem.
Psst, Dad! Out in the hall!
What is it, Marvin?
Just wanted you to know, I'm getting closer to the Cheese Doodle Bandit. I've narrowed it down to... Tamika.
I see. Sounds like another case for Marvelous Marvin.
Shh! Secret identity thing.
Oh, right. Is Mr. M.M. ready to take a case of sodas to the car?
I'm all over it, but I'll give you an update as soon as I find out anything.
Roger that.
Oh, I must have passed out again. Maybe I was just asleep. I don't know anymore.
Well, you fall asleep a lot.
Well, of course I do. It's because I need medical attention. Don't you... what is this thing on my leg? A splint?
Yes, that is a splint.
Well, how did...
I made it. All by myself.
You really made this?
Yeah. You don't think I could make a splint? You think I'm stupid?
No, Lester. I never said that.
You're just like Aunt Irma. You're just like everybody else. I'm stupid.
No, that's not true. You did a great job. Lester, I believe you're smart enough to get me to a hospital or a phone.
I'm not going back.
What?
They'll shoot me.
Shoot you? What do you mean?
I told you, I'm not going back. You're not going to make me go back there.
Lester, what happened to you?
318-99. What a downpour. I'm soaked.
Sorry about the picnic, Tamika.
It's okay.
We'll try again another day.
Where'd Marvin go in such a hurry?
I think he's in the kitchen unpacking the cooler. Hey, did you see the snow?
Dear Ed, looks like a water line leak. I'll be back tonight to finish up. Mac. Wonder how much that'll cost.
Well, back to the fun. I'm unpacking your sock collection.
Those aren't just socks, Elaine. Those are priceless mementos.
Tamika, why don't you help Marvin unload the cooler?
Yes, ma'am.
Did I ever show you my mood?
Marvin! Marvin!
Yeah?
Mom says she wants us to... Whoa! Why do you have masking tape across the doorway?
That's not masking tape. That's police tape.
What?
This is a crime scene. Don't step any closer.
A crime scene? Marvin, what are you doing with my paintbrush?
Dusting for fingerprints.
Well, you're not going to find my fingerprints. I didn't steal the cheese doodles.
I know that now. You can come in. Just don't touch the evidence.
What evidence?
See that cabinet next to the fridge?
Uh-huh.
When everyone else was getting in the car, I made sure that cabinet door was slightly open.
Yeah?
When we came back, I found the door closed.
Yeah?
Don't you get it? This is the very scene of the crime. This is the very cabinet where the cheese doodles were stolen.
Yeah. Right with you, Sherlock.
That's Marvelous Marvin. Anyway, it's time to put aside our differences. It's time to join forces. It's time to take on the evil cheese doodle bandit.
The scoundrel.
I planted a secret recorder, so now we'll be able to track down the sound of the criminal as he crunches.
But what if this is all...
Shh! Listen! It's that music again.
Sounds like it's outside.
Let's go.
I think it's coming from that bush.
No, it's in the window well. It's a cell phone.
Answer it. Hurry up.
I'm trying. The buttons aren't working. Hello? It's no use. Look at this thing. It's all muddy and beat up, and the antenna's broken off.
Check the call log. Maybe we can find out whose phone it is.
It's busted or something. Maybe the battery's going dead.
Wait, Mom has a phone like this.
Mom's power cord, great idea.
We better get inside.
Uh, Okay, now first, listen to Dad's message at normal frequency.
Okay.
Jason, I'm not going to make it by tonight. I had a little trouble with... wait a second. Hey, what are you doing? Stop! Jason, I'll get back to you. Hey, you can't...
I hope he's okay.
Did you hear anything in the background?
Yeah, I think so, but it's really hard to tell.
Okay, now let's run it through the frequency spectrum analyzer. I'm just going to take it through phase cancellation and then do a little harmonic filtering.
Of course, that's what I do. Jason, where in the world do you learn this stuff?
Boy Scouts.
Oh.
All right, now what I'm doing is I'm bringing up the background sounds and then bringing down Dad's voice.
Why didn't you say so in the first place?
I'm not going to make it by tonight.
I hear it. It's a clock chiming. Three, four, five, 5 o'clock.
Hey,
isn't that the clock at City Hall?
Well, I recorded the chimes at City Hall, and listen.
Whoa, not even close. So, what, is this a church we're hearing?
Well, only four churches in town have bell towers. There's Odyssey Presbyterian, First Church, Covenant Church, and Odyssey Community.
So Witt called at 5 o'clock near one of those churches.
Yeah, but which one? Oh, and there's something else. Listen to this. I'm going to enhance a different frequency here. Okay. Where have I heard that tune before?
I know, it sounds strangely familiar.
Here, I'll play it again. Okay.
Wait, I know this song. It's so annoying. It plays over and over and over again because it's the ice cream truck.
The ice cream truck?
Yes, it used to come through my neighborhood every day after school.
Ice cream truck. Okay, time for a little detective work. If I can trace an ice cream truck to one of these churches at around 5 o'clock, then we'll be able to get a bearing on where Dad called from yesterday.
So that's how you do it.
Do what?
I saw you, Lester. I saw the trap door there in the ceiling. You've been waiting till I fall asleep, and then you sneak out. Is that it?
No.
What's wrong?
You'll get out now.
Well, I don't think I can.
Well, you'll find a way. You'll tell them, and they'll find me.
Who? Who, Lester? Who's going to find you? Lester, tell me. Are we in some sort of office building? I mean, what floor are we on? Is there a downstairs or upstairs?
Upstairs? Huh? I'll never go upstairs again.
Well, I thought you just came from upstairs. Is there another level?
No, never again.
Why won't you go up there?
That is the room where Mr. Al died.
Who is Mr. Al?
3-18-99.
Well, is that the date when Mr. Al died? How did he die, Lester? What are you doing?
I'm putting my hand on your head.
Oh.
You're very hot, just like Mr. Al.
Well, that's not very comforting.
Lester knows what to do.
What is that?
It's my special bag.
Do you have something in there to help me?
Please be quiet. I'm looking.
All right. Is that a picture of your mother?
Mama. And here, this is a picture of Daddy.
Huh.
But I don't have a picture of them together. I wish I did.
Lester, do your parents know you're here?
Oh, Mama died when I was 7 years old.
Oh.
I don't know where Daddy is, but he said he's coming back to see me again. He said so himself. A long time ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, here's another picture. Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, Lester, that's a $100 bill.
Oh, my Aunt Irma always told me I wasn't worth much, but look at that. I've got $100.
Yes, I see.
Mr. Al gave it to me.
So Mr. Al must have thought a lot of you, didn't he?
Guess so.
So do I.
Oh, you just say that because I made you a splint.
No. No, no. It's not what you do that makes you valuable, Lester. Hmm? It's who you are. Hmm? Well, at least that's the way God sees us.
I never had anybody talk to me like you do. My Aunt Irma and Mrs. Olson talk to me like I'm stupid. I'm not stupid, Whit.
Oh, you're right. Who is Mrs. Olson?
31899.
All right, understood. Lester, you are not stupid. And I want you to know, I believe in you.
I found it.
Pills?
When Mr. L felt bad, I gave him some of these.
Well, this is a prescription for Darvocet. Pain pills. Hold on here. These are for Ernie McAllister. Is this the Mr. Al you've been telling me about, the one who died?
31899. Do you want the pills?
No. No, thank you. Ooh.
Are you cold?
Yeah, a little chilled. It must be the fever.
Well, I'll cover you with the blanket again.
Oh, thank you, Lester. But I think I'll need more than a blanket. Did I see a jacket in your duffel bag?
Yes.
Well, may I?
All right.
You know, I think I recognize this jacket.
Here, I'll take it back.
Well, no. There's a name inside here.
Give it to me.
Xavier Washington. Was Xavier in this room?
I want my jacket back now.
How did you get Xavier's jacket?
$318.99.
Lester, What have you done with Xavier?